you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
showers of colorful leaves rain down, aided by strong winds, leaving the trees nearly bare here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly at Burnham's Orchard, just up the street from the clubhouse.
Well, I don't know, guys. There aren't too many apples left in these trees.
Oh.
Well, it is late in the season, Jack.
Yeah, lots have already been picked or fallen to the ground.
But Mom said some of these ground-fallen apples would be great for making apple pie. As long as they're not all bruised up. This one, for instance. Ugh.
Plus, Mr. Burnham's letting us pick free.
Yeah.
So let's get busy.
Yeah. There's one.
Hey, you know these apples that have fallen to the ground? They're all victims of gravity.
Down, 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 down.
Victim of down, 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 gravity.
Yeah. Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo. Galileo,
he did experiments with a force he couldn't see.
Could not see. Yeah. Galileo,
he found that all things back to Earth at the very same speed.
Very same speed. Yeah. Galileo,
he didn't know
Galileo,
it yet,
but that was due to gravity.
The moon goes round the Earth and shines its silver light. Goes round the sun, makes the seasons right.
It is love that makes the world go round, you see.
The power of gravity.
But please,
don't tell Mary Jean.
Down, 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 down. Without Earth's gravity to keep us in our place, we'd have no weight at all. We'd be in outer space.
The sea would float away and so would fields and towns.
That every object in the universe pulls on every other object. The bigger the object, the stronger the pull. But the greater the distance between the objects, the weaker the pull becomes. Come back, Mary Jean.
Don't call me clumsy, don't call me a fool. When things fall down on me, I'm following the rule. The rule that says that what goes up comes down like me.
I'm a victim of down.
Down.
Steve Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Good afternoon, boys.
Hi, Mr. Burnham.
How's the apple picking?
Oh, it's going great. Well,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yep, there are plenty of good ones around still. Nothing goes to waste here in the orchard. Whatever's left over at the end of the season, why, I give it to my pigs and horses. They love fruit.
Oh.
That reminds me. Don't you boys sing a song about fruit?
Yeah.
I sure could use a good song, especially about fruit.
Well, actually, Mr. Burnham, we've got just the song.
I love fruit. It's delightful, delectable, divine, delicious. What would my life be without fruit?
Apples and oranges too. They're good for me and they're good for you. Grapes, cherries, and watermelons, yum. They taste so good to my tum tum tum. Oh, I like fruit with breakfast, you see. After lunch and dinner sounds good to me. Yes, I'll eat fruit the whole day long. It's making me hungry just singing the song. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, oh, how they help to make me grow. Pears, pineapples, and kiwi, vitamins, A, B, C, D, E. Oh, I like fruit for breakfast, you see. After lunch and dinner sounds good to me. Yes, I'll eat fruit the whole day long. It's making me hungry just singing the song. Food.
Hey, oh, this is the Mega Melon here, coming to you from the Big Apple. I'm your top banana. I'm the king of kiwi. Won't you be my bowl of cherries up on Blueberry Hill?
Well, I was dreaming just the other night. Woke up and saw a wonderful sight.
In a bowl as big as could be,
peaches, plums were laughing.
From the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey, my bag's almost half full of apples. How about you guys?
Well, I don't have quite that many. Keep picking.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
apple.
Spelling, please.
A-P-P-L-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Rounded, firm, edible fruit with a crisp flesh. Sentence, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, a song from Tommy Dorsey called The Big Apple.
Hi, fellas. What's new?
Not much.
Not much? Well, hello, Edith. What's new with you?
I've got a new dance, I'd like to show it to you. If you've got rhythm to burn, here's a dance that's easy to learn. If you don't, then your name is Mud. If you don't, you're a social dud. Cause everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
And it isn't very hard to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
10 can do it just as well as 2. The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Everybody's learning how to do that brand new apple dance. They say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Hey, hey, it's easy to dance your cares away. Everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Come on, learn to do that apple dance. First you gather round, then you cover ground. Do a bit of this, a bit of that, and then up in the air, truck around and then you start right in again. You must do anything that you know. The most important thing is just to let yourself go.
What's that apple you're talking about?
It's a new dance they're all raving about. You truck on down, and Susie Q, then shag a bit, and some posing too. A Lindy Hop, you peck a lot. Put them all together, what have you got? The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Well, my, my.
What looks just like half an apple?
I don't know.
I don't know what.
The other half.
No. Okay, here's a good one.
Right?
Why did the banana split?
I don't know. Why?
Because it saw the bread box, the ginger snap, and the milkshake.
Okay, then. Why did the banana go out with the prune?
I don't know. Why.
Because it couldn't get a date.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, a family of fruit has been spotted in a cornfield in Zucchini Land. Coward Hosell has the story. Coward.
Coward Hosell here, live on Farmer Brown's farm. Now, Farmer Brown, there's a family of fruit in one of your abandoned cornfields. Do you know what their intentions are?
Oh, no, I reckon I don't know. They came here last night, pitched a tent, singing around a fire, like it was a hoedown or something.
My.
I don't know.
Well, actually, here comes a banana out of the tent now. Mr. Banana.
Actually, it's Mrs. Banana.
Oh, sorry.
We know y'all didn't give us permission to tent here. We are sorry about that. It was late last night we got here. We just needed a place to stay. We promise we'll be out of here in another day. We just need one more night to camp, if that's all right. And then we'll peel out of here. We'll split.
Farmer Brown, your comments on that?
Oh, well, I reckon it's okay with me, ma'am. Let's check with the cow.
Mr. Cow.
It's fine with me.
Well, bananas in a cornfield, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's a windy and brisk fall day here in Zucchini Land. Not a bad day to be outside, but bundle up, because tomorrow will be even colder. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Come on.
Bananas for fingers, apples for eyes. You cook them all up, you get lots of pies. Fruit man.
Like banana cream pie.
Oh yeah, fruit man.
I like a blueberry pie.
Her brain is a grapefruit, her toes are kiwis.
Ooh.
If you want to nibble them, be sure to say please. Fruit woman. A fruit woman. A watermelon. Babies of all different sizes. Try not to drop them. I'll give you some prizes. Fruit babies. Fruit babies. Spit out the seeds and plant a whole family. So many nice flavors, and most of them are slimy. Fruit family.
Some people can.
Yeah.
extended fruit family. Yeah. My sister's a plum. My brother's a prune. I ate my Aunt Melanie with a big spoon.
Fruit family.
Fruit family. Oh, come on. Cantaloupe tonight, because Dad's got the car.
Dad's got the
He's
car.
Going to get Grandma. She's a fig bar.
Fig bar.
Fruit family. Oh, plant a whole family. So many nice flavors. Most of them are slimy. Fruit family. That's the way we like it. Fruit family. A funky fruit. Get funky. Yeah. Aren't you glad I'm your brother? Yo, don't bury me in this funk. Strawberry me. Somebody peel my finger.
That was a song from Doggone Fleas. Well, my bag's almost full of apples now. Ooh, it's getting cold out. I wish I'd worn my mittens and hat.
Yeah, I know. We should finish up here soon. When that wind blows, you can feel the chill right through to your bones.
Yeah, my fingers and toes are really feeling it right now.
Did you know?
Why do our fingers, toes, and ears get cold first on a winter day? Let's take a look at how our body works. You see, our body has bigger things than just fingers and toes to worry about, like keeping our internal organs warm. It's easier to explain by describing what happens on a not-so-cold day. On a nice, warm day, blood carries heat from the center of our body out to our skin's surface. Heat from our warm skin escapes then through the air, cooling us down. And its quickest way to leave is through our fingers, toes, and ears, all those funny parts that stick out. But when it's really cold outside, our body needs all the heat it can get. So, to prevent heat from escaping, it sends less blood to our fingers, toes, and ears, trapping it all inside, keeping our most important parts, our vital organs, warm and cozy. But if our fingers, toes, and ears remain without blood for too long, they can get frostbitten. That means they'll freeze right up. So our body does its best to keep us warm with some emergency procedures like shivering and breaking down food. Hey, but there's only so much a body can do. So whenever you go out in the cold, make sure you dress warmly.
Ice monsters! They're melting. Dancing mummies. Show their tummies. The ice monsters. They keep on melting. While each mummy eats something yummy.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Well, that was nice of Mr. Burnham. We each got a full bag of apples. Yeah. Good thing we brought our wagon with us. Sure is making it easier to carry them home.
Well, hey, there's Susan out in her front yard raking leaves.
Hey, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hey there.
Wow, look at all those apples you have. Did you get those from Mr. Burnham's orchard?
Sure did.
Yeah.
He gave them to us free since it's the end of the season.
You know, my mom's got some great recipes for apples. Apple crisp, apple rice pudding, apple muffins.
Sounds great.
I can bring them over later.
Sure.
Looks like you got a lot of different types of apples there, too.
The quote of the day is...
Why do we need so many kinds of apples? Because there are so many folks. Liberty Hyde Bailey.
Well, I like Golden Delicious apples the best.
Me too, but I like Macintoshes even better.
These Braeburns look pretty good too.
Ooh. I think Red Delicious are my favorite.
Well, apple pie is definitely the best dessert.
What about apple crisp?
Or apple rice pudding.
Mmm, apple muffins.
Don't forget apple cider.
Lots of apples and apple treats to share.
Apples for everyone.
From the Zucchini Brothers.
What are we gonna do with all these apples?
We could put some in the fridge.
Or maybe some on the back porch.
How about the cellar?
Oh, I could put them under my pillow.
Maybe we should store them in the attic.
Well, let's put some in the bathtub.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Jack Zucchini, this is Melanie at Groove and Outerwear. And for an unlimited time, we're offering a very special price on our tie-dyed snowsuits.
Tie-dyed snowsuits?
Right on, brother. That's just $19.95 for the first tie-dyed snowsuit. And we'll send you a second snowsuit, half of a third snowsuit, for another $19.95 with no obligation to buy. Now, if you're not completely satisfied, you can send it back for just...
Let me guess, $19.95.
Exactly, and we'll...
Amy, the telemarketer? Is this you?
Now, how could you tell that?
I think it was something in your delivery.
Tell the customer he would look good in a tie-dyed snowsuit.
Excuse me, Jack Zucchini, but I imagine you and your brothers would look pretty cool in these tie-dyed snowsuits. They're very warm.
I'm sure they are, but we already have snowsuits.
There's always room for more snowsuits, especially tie-dyed ones.
Actually, we don't have that much extra room in our clubhouse.
Offer the customer another product.
Well, then, Jack Zucchini, you're in luck, because for an unlimited time, we're willing to build a tie-dyed extension to your clubhouse, all for just...
$19.95. Sounds pretty groovy, Amy, but, our mom and dad are kind of old-fashioned. I don't think they'd appreciate a tie-dyed extension to our clubhouse.
Okay, then, how about some cats? We've got plenty of cats, and for $19.95...
How about a song from Dog on Fleas?
There's plenty of cats
cats to lick spilled milk. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. And all the birds are still gonna sing. Bad days come, bad days go. Sometimes I don't believe it's so. I get my feet all stuck in muck. Nobody but me has such bad luck. But then I look into the sky. The sun's not out, but I can feel it try. It's just some clouds that are passing through. They can't keep the sun from getting to you. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. The sun's coming out, the birds will sing. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. Come on, get up and do your thing. You drop an egg and it will break. The name for that is a mistake. You let a little bit everything you spill. It never kills you, it never will. So take a deep breath and let it out. Do it again, you can use your mouth. No sense crying over broken eggs. There's more chickens laying, you don't have to beg. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. There's plenty of cats to lick spilled milk. And all the birds are still gonna sing. There's plenty of cats.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KRFP in Moscow, Idaho.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1304. And click on the fun stuff icon for a great apple crisp recipe.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Tiny nights, no sir, I know, it's a ridiculous notion. Who's gonna buy it?
Not me.
This is Bird Note. Scientists have long thought that new species took a very long time to emerge. This thinking has now changed dramatically, thanks to research done in the Galapagos, the site of Charles Darwin's inspiration. On the small island of Daphne Major, Rosemary and Peter Grant have studied the three species of native finches for decades. One day in 1981, they watched a newcomer arrive, a larger